Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Beverly Inman Ebel is back, ladies and gentlemen. I know I'm excited, too. She's a 19-year member of our Brain Trust, founder and CEO of Talk, Listen, Communicate. She's the author of Talk Is Not Cheap. She's a speech-language pathologist. And she's our original expert in communication in the Brain Trust, and our good friend Beverly Inman Ebel. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
It's good to have you back, as always. So I've been telling people now for a long time that the reason why we're all so anxious about stuff, and we have been really to a large degree, we've been feeling this way for several years, is not because of change, because change is not new. Change hasn't changed. What has changed is the velocity of change, the compression of time between one generation of how we live our lives and do business and the next generation. There was a time when, you know, you could create a new model, a new plan, a new strategy, and it'd be good for 5 years, maybe at least a year. Well, that was a nice trip down memory lane, wasn't it? And so now everything is so fast, and communication is the same way, and that's your world. Tell us how this velocity, this increased velocity, is affecting the way we communicate.
Well, I think at this point, mid-year 2018, it has become a habit. It's become the expectation. Even for people who remember when you could do something a little slower, we are caught up in it as well. Less is more in communication now, but there's a problem with less is more because we make a lot of mistakes. So when, you know, email, oh, that was great. That was a great way to get information out there. But now it's text. I'm guilty of it. I was in a meeting with about 9 people yesterday. A question came up. I text a question to a VP at this company, and I got a response within 2 minutes. And I smiled, and I said, I have the answer for your question, so-and-so is very quick to respond. Did it help me? Yes, it did. But then I have to wonder, well, what was that person doing? As I said, vice president of a large company. So it's that expectation and habit that we have, right. And it causes a lot of damage.
Well, you know, I remember, and what do we? It's what we expect of everything. I tell my young employees that, and they're, you know, they look at me like I'm more of a fossil than they already thought I was when I tell them that my first technology was a ballpoint pen and carbon paper. And now if my computer takes a millisecond to get me what I want, I want to hit it, you know? And so we have these new expectations, don't we?
We do. And they're catching. So, I mean, I think everyone has caught it. There's maybe one or two people in my life that I think are unplugged, and I feel sorry for them because they don't know what's going on.
What's wrong with these people?
I don't know. And yet, you know, there's some backlash of all of this. For one thing, when we increase the speed of communication, when that email comes in and you're working on something else, but, oh, my gosh, I've got to answer this right now, we're going to make mistakes. We're going to be inaccurate. I was sending out something yesterday, and I reread it this morning, and I left out one word. And, you know, it wouldn't be so bad because it was to a vendor, except I copied somebody that was a client. I was like, So, yeah, it's not huge, but still, it was striving to do
it was sloppier than you typically are, than you would expect of yourself. That was, and that
definitely
bugged you. I've done the same thing. Yeah,
all the listeners right now, you know, have experienced that. And I know better.
It's so the thing that we need to realize, and this is something that I've been talking a lot about lately, and it's part of my book. We all need to realize that we've got a new kind of leverage now. We have digital leverage. We've never had this before. We went 10,000 years with analog leverage. And now in the last two generations, we've acquired digital leverage, and we're still not quite qualified to operate that stuff, if you think about it.
It has been a leveling effect for small businesses, and I love that.
Yep.
I'm waiting for the high-speed internet to reach the more rural areas of this country, which will lift them out of the peril that they're in right now.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we do, because of it, because of the good, there is some inaccuracy, and it's also interruptive. How many times are you working on something that is both important and urgent, and yet an email will come in, or a text will come in? And, of course, you know, our phones and our computers, they ding and ring and buzz and flip and whatever they do to get our attention, and we go to them. It's like it's a toddler.
It's a shiny object. It's like we're addicted to it, and it's like we're like Pavlov's dog. You know, we hear a bell and we jerk our head around. And the thing is, we just have to be careful. And this is I know you talk a lot about the danger of all this. Make sure that you know, if you want to jerk your head around in the privacy of your office and be distracted and be disrupted, that's one thing. But when you allow other people to affect your relationship with other people, like the people you're meeting with, when you can't be in the moment with them, that's bad, isn't it?
That's right. And how many times does that happen? You'll be actually meeting with someone, whether it's out for dinner or lunch or in a meeting, and you'll see their head go to their phone or go to their screen. And it makes you feel less important than before that moment happened.
No, there's no question about it.
Right.
And your kids and your grandkids, you know, that's another one. In a meeting, I tell my young employees, you know, that's not more important than what we're doing. I can almost assure you it's not. So we have to, but this is back to the power, this new leverage that we have. With new capability comes new responsibility, right?
Yes, indeed.
And so we have to think about these things and use all this power judiciously and not be rude about it. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk some more about this with our good friend Beverly M. Menebel. Website quickly, Beverly.
TalkListen.com.
All right. That's pretty quick. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.